listening to the Key of Awesome Music podcast, brought to you by me, Jim Gavin. Key of Awesome Music was established back in 2011 as a way to further protect and promote the music that I wrote as a solo artist, as well as some of the other bands that I was in the past. And that has since grown into representing 10 artists' music that have either gone under the radar or have not been noticed for one reason or another, and are just awesome, awesome musicians and storytellers through song. In the late winter and early spring of 2018, Key of Awesome Music was given the opportunity to further expand its horizons as well as further impact people in a positive way using music as a tool to do so. From one-on-one sessions on guitar, piano, bass, ukulele, percussion, and vocals, to group sessions at developmental and physically disabled day programs, to interactive live performances at nursing homes and assisted living facilities, we are fortunate and blessed to be able to provide a mission-based music service for people in a time of need. Right now, we are reaching out to drug and alcohol counseling centers, prisons, at-risk youth, homeless shelters, soup kitchens, mental health organizations, and anywhere else we can think of where coming in to do a music program would best serve and support the individuals that you serve and support. If this sounds like something you are interested in, please feel free to reach out to us at jim.gavin@gmail.com. That is jim.gaven@gmail.com. Also, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. That's facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. We also have a Patreon page set up so that we can go into some of these places and not affect their bottom line. If you are looking to donate to a worthy cause or something a little different outside of the box and you're having trouble doing so, this would be a great opportunity to give back to the community and using music as a means to help people. Feel free to go to www.patreon.com/JimGavin. That's patreon.com/JimGaven. Thank you for all of the love and support. Trust me, it is greatly appreciated. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music, improving the quality of life through music.
Started talking on a friend's front porch one summer night back in 93. But then again, I was 9 years old, and love was something that I didn't know too well. But what I felt shot right through my soul. Yeah, it was silver and gold. I know what I want. Somewhere in between, I know what I want. You know what you need. Every day seems better when you're the only one who's next to me. Yeah, you're next to me. Then one day, yeah, we just grew up. Said our goodbyes and we said good luck. I'll see you sometime, will you keep in touch? Reminisce about the days of old. Remember everything you told me, so I won't forget you when you just go. I know what I want. You know what you need. Anywhere we can find a place to meet somewhere in between.
Next to me, I felt the love of the girl next door. Yeah, you're next to me. I felt the
To the Key of Awesome Music podcast, brought to you by me, Jim Gavin. Key of Awesome Music was established back in 2011 as a way to further protect and promote the music that I wrote as a solo artist, as well as some of the other bands that I was in the past. And that has since grown into representing 10 artists' music that have either gone under the radar or have not been noticed for one reason or another, and are just awesome, awesome musicians and storytellers through song. In the late winter and early spring of 2018, Key of Awesome Music was given the opportunity to further expand its horizons as well as further impact people in a positive way using music as a tool to do so. From one-on-one sessions on guitar, piano, bass, ukulele, percussion, and vocals, to group sessions at developmental and physically disabled day programs, to interactive live performances at nursing homes and assisted living facilities, we are fortunate and blessed to be able to provide a mission-based music service for people in a time of need. Right now, we are reaching out to drug and alcohol counseling centers, prisons, at-risk youth, homeless shelters, soup kitchens, mental health organizations, and anywhere else we can think of where coming in to do a music program would best serve and support the individuals that you serve and support. If this sounds like something you are interested in, please feel free to reach out to us at jim.gavin@gmail.com. That is jim.gaven@gmail.com. Also, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. That's facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. We also have a Patreon page set up so that we can go into some of these places and not affect their bottom line. If you are looking to donate to a worthy cause or something a little different outside of the box and you're having trouble doing so, this would be a great opportunity to give back to the community and using music as a means to help people. Feel free to go to www.patreon.com/Jim Gavin. That's patreon.com/JIMGAVEN. Thank you for all of the love and support. Trust me, it is greatly appreciated. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music, improving the quality of life through music. Chapter 7, My Story. At first, I didn't want to share my story, but the more I thought about it, the more I had to include it as a firsthand witness to discovering and using my gifts and talents to make the world a better place. And much of the magic, if you will, was discovered and worked on when left to my own devices. So here goes nothing. Even though it is an essential part of my life now, music has not always been like that for me. In fact, I didn't start playing guitar until I was 16 years old. And the only reason I became interested in it was due to an injury I suffered while playing soccer. It has been the biggest blessing in disguise that's happened to me. If I didn't break my tibia junior year, I might not have had the time to add something else into my life that wasn't a sport. Having played 3 competitive sports for as long as I can remember, it seemed impossible to add another extracurricular activity to the mix. However, music began to speak to me in ways that sport had not. I loved creating something out of nothing. Even though I still don't know how to read music, I am able to play well over 1,000 songs and have written and recorded over 10 full-length albums and various projects over the years. It is a gift, and I thank God every day now for not only giving me this gift, but providing me with the strength, patience, and wisdom to use it to the best of my ability to make a positive impact on the world. This was the first life-changing event that started to shape the tempo for the rest of my life. 16 years and many jobs later, I'm currently the director of music programming at a nonprofit organization who serves and supports individuals with physical and developmental disabilities. Over the last 6 years, I've been blessed to make a difference through music and group sessions at day programs and group homes, private individual and group lessons, community music nights, community music lessons, radio station tours, recording studio sessions, and music store outings with people who have some special need all over the state of New Jersey. But before I joined forces with any company in the human services field, I am at my second place of employment within the human services field. I got my feet wet by volunteering at a visitation home as part of a church in my hometown every Sunday for 3 months. Everyone at the home either had Down syndrome or was on the autism spectrum. It was then, in the summer of 2010, that my life would be forever changed, and changed for the better at that. Working at a music company for 3 years in New York City left me uninspired and yearning for a more meaningful existence to directly impact people with music. Sitting behind a computer all day, crunching numbers and using software programs to pay songwriters with headphones on was not how I wanted to live the rest of my life. Being a musician and having these high hopes for getting a foot in the door in the music industry, I thought taking a job in the city would lead to something, but all it led me to was New York Penn Station, Chelsea Piers, and the West Side Highway. For me, it proved to be the complete opposite of doing anything directly related to making a difference with music. Don't get me wrong, I learned a lot of how the business side of music works, and for that, I am forever grateful. But do you ever get tired of people saying, everything in due time, or it will happen when the time is right? Or better yet, what about the old right place, right time phrase? Why can't that time be right now? And why can't that person be you? Obviously, we want to maximize the positive and minimize the negative in our lives, but sometimes it is necessary to have negative experiences in order to help us appreciate the positive ones when they do happen. Learning from mistakes is essential to growth. I mean, the idea to start my own music publishing company was born while working in New York, so to say my experience in New York was a total bust would not be true. Still, it came to a point for me that something had to give. I was 26 years old, unhappy with my job, and feeling like a robot going through the motions. It was clear I had no choice but to make a change. I felt compelled to grow. There was this burning desire to be hands-on with music again, and it came out of left field. Now, I was always into collaborating with other people when it came to writing and performing music, performing in two bands through my early to mid-20s, but this feeling was something I never experienced before. This time it was different. I didn't care how it happened, as long as it was face-to-face interaction with people performing, teaching, or enjoying music. I had to be a part of it. It was as if I had to reteach myself how to love and appreciate music. Ironic that working at a music company in New York, where I thought my career would get that boost it needed, ended up being the last place I really should have been. Isn't it funny how things work out or don't work out sometimes? Bringing it back to the basics was what I felt I needed to do, and the visitation home allowed me that opportunity to explore the purity of music and human nature again. After getting to know the handful of individuals living there by playing board games, putting puzzles together, assisting with barbecue and pool parties, and praying the rosary, I fell in love with them. The way they treated each other, the way they treated me, a complete stranger in their home, was nothing short of inspiring. To quote St. John chapter 15, verses 12 and 13, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." On many occasions, I left the home in tears. Some were tears of joy for being in the presence of these wonderful individuals. Some were tears of sympathy for the challenges they each face. And some were tears of sadness for all the time I felt I wasted up until that point. At last, I could feel something again. The last 3 times I spent with them, I asked if I could bring my keyboard in to play some songs I had written for the group. Since the response was overwhelmingly positive, I took the chance to sing and play. I can't even begin to describe the emotions I had while performing for my friends. I was in another time and place, losing control and being in control all at the same time, and fully committed to being in the moment. I knew I had to find a way to make this what I do all day, every day. Thank the Lord, I had finally found my tempo. Once I made the decision to make this my life's work, I hit the ground running. Searching for nonprofit organizations in New Jersey who support people with special needs proved to be an easy task, but the hard part was getting in the door. After a few months of sending resumes out and establishing some relationships with as many local organizations as I could, my resume landed on the desk of the head honcho at the Arc Mercer. Long story short is that I interviewed directly with him, which is not the way things are normally done, no matter what the company. It really was a right place, right time situation, as he was looking to bring in someone to create a music program in order to provide better quality of life services for those with special needs in the county that they serve and support. Having never taught anything before other than a couple guitar lessons to some teenagers starting out, I had no idea what I was going to do when it came to creating a sustainable program that catered to over 50 people at the day program as well as anyone else interested within the organization. The only direction I was given upon my start date was create a music program. Vague to say the least, but I was up for the challenge. This wasn't a foreign concept to me, starting with a blank slate and needing to build a foundation for success. At this point in time, I had written and recorded over 5 full-length solo albums and performed in 2 bands, which released 2 and 1 album respectively. I was forced to think differently, create, and implement by taking immediate action. Did I fail? Of course. I learned very quickly that not every person learns the same way, especially someone with a developmental disability. But in trusting in my skills, talents, and abilities, as well as having the freedom to try out new activities with those we serve, I was able to think clearly, dig in on a daily basis to get to know all the individuals, and ultimately come up with a simple mnemonic device using a weekly calendar and a color coding system for teaching piano and guitar. Below you will find the reason behind the rhyme for the decisions I made when creating the 1. Color coded system, 2. Daily activity lists, 3. Mnemonic devices, and 4. Playlists, based upon this idea of making a fun yet educational structured program to attain measurable, long-lasting results in a positive environment. I felt it necessary to share these ideas with you to be as transparent as possible when it comes to providing information and possibly different ways of thinking for the betterment of our fellow man. This just happens to be through the lens of a music program for adults with special needs. 1. Color-coded system and rationale, also a 3. Mnemonic device. Rationale for musical notes on major scale, A to G, color code system by Jim Gavin, copyright 2011, SONG program. As you can see from the table below, all the major musical notes, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, have a color associated with that note for retention and application. The rationale behind why each color was chosen for the respective note on the major scale is as follows. A equals red. Apples are red and begin with the letter A. B equals blue. First letter of the word blueberry is blue and its color is blue. C equals pink. Cotton candy is primarily pink and also begins with the letter C. D equals yellow. Dandelions and daffodils are 2 yellow flowers and both begin with the letter D. E equals orange. Egg yolk is orange and the word egg starts with the letter E. F equals purple. Fuchsia and fig Newtons are purple and both words start with the letter F. G equals green. First letter of the word grass is G and that's green. Let it be known that Jim Gavin created this system on his own. Copyright 2011. 2. Daily activity list for a typical Wednesday. A. Quote of the day today, usually something about love or anything positive from my quotationary, and yes, it is exactly what you think it is, a dictionary of quotes from varying topics. This is a good way to start the program as it puts everyone in a great mood and gets us to start thinking about words and how they're phrased for writing. B. Rhyming activities are done as a warm-up, as well as creating a song out of everyone picking their own personal word of the day and remembering it to a rhythm guitar part I create. We not only remember our word, but practice singing it when I point my guitar at them. I choose a word to rhyme with after that as another group activity to reinforce that idea of having words that sound alike go at the end of the next line or every other line if a person wishes to write a poem or start a song lyric. C. Write about a pre-chosen topic on the calendar schedule posted next to the whiteboard in the room. Every individual gets their own notebook to use as a journal or diary to practice writing a short story, poem, or song lyrics. If individual does not know how to write, the facilitator will ask them what they'd like to write and write it for them. This encourages creative thinking. Right now, this is a one-on-one activity as well as a group activity. Allow time for each per session. 3. Themed musical days. Mnemonic device based upon alliterations. Make Music Monday. Every Monday, the group worked on something new musically with a piano and or handheld bells. Whether it be using handheld bells to play Mary Had a Little Lamb or allowing people to lead the group on the piano, it was a great team-building day. Tap to the Beat Tuesday. Every Tuesday, we worked on various percussion activities to help our individuals practice rhythm and tempo. Write Words Wednesday. Every Wednesday, we worked in individual notebooks writing what was on our minds as well as practice introductory songwriting ideas and techniques as a group. Think Tank Thursday. Every Thursday, we did a review of what we did on Monday as well as introduced the headphones listening program, which is in bullet point number 4. Favorite Song Friday. Every Friday, we worked on singing as a group with a song of the month, usually a song about the holiday happening in that month. For example, All You Need Is Love in February for Valentine's Day. Every day featured a song of the day, which was sung in every program room as a welcoming warm-up and reminder about that day's musical activities. 4. Playlist for personal headphones listening on a typical Thursday. Everyone in program had a chance to choose which song they'd like to listen to based upon what color, musical key it was in, therefore reinforcing the idea of learning music by color. This entire color-coded system was created due to the fact that most people know their basic colors, but might not necessarily know how to read and write. Notice how many songs from the Beatles and Michael Jackson are on the following playlist as well. And here, I have 7 square boxes One is red, one is blue, pink, yellow, orange, purple, and green. And I have at least 5 songs in every single box of songs that are in that particular key from our color-coded system I mentioned before. Once these were put into place, it was time to start doing it. At first, very few people picked up what I was putting down. It was discouraging. I left work every day feeling so upset because I felt like I wasn't getting through to anyone. However, a great pep talk with my boss at the time gave me the aha moment and extra push I needed. He said something to the effect of, keep it simple, keep it fun. So I did. And pretty much right after that, I started seeing results. People were singing along to the daily song I wrote for every program room. People were coming out of their shells and participating like they never had before. People were asking when it was going to be Tuesday because it was their favorite day of the week with music. Someone's favorite day of the week was a Tuesday? When I heard that, I knew I was onto something lasting and impactful. Now the sky was the limit. I went from beating myself up to booking musicians once a month to perform, booking trips to radio stations, doing in-house recordings and performances, recording at a professional studio, and securing our program a paid gig in the community. I made it simple, I made it fun. And the more fun I had with creating and running activities and events, the more fun the individuals had while participating and attending. Positive energy is contagious. Be sure to infect the world with your upbeat bug.
Talk to when you're lost at sea. Outcast
cast my line to bring you back to shore. We can find what you're looking for. It's such a crazy world that we live in. So many things to do in so many directions. We need to slow it down and take deep breaths before we miss what happens next. Anytime you want, listen to your favorite song. Forget about the world for a minute or two. I'll take all your empty pain, flush it right down the drain. Free your heart up with some of your mind. Cause that's what friends are for. Sometimes a friend is all you need. Someone to talk to keep you company. I listen well to what you have to say. And tell me things that I'll take to my grave. And when you think you're just too weak to go on, I'll be the one to help you pull through strong. I lift you up when you were on the ground. We can stand up to what puts you down. I'll be there through the thick and thick. I care enough about to let you in. So call me anytime you want. Listen to your favorite song. Forget about the world for a minute or two. All your empty pain, flush it right down the drain. Free your heart up with some of my life dreams. Time you want, listen to your favorite song. Forget about the world for a minute or two. Take all your empty pain, flush it right down the drain. Fill your heart up with some of mine. So call me anytime you want, listen to your favorite song. Forget about the world for a minute or two.